Committed to showcasing the work of the now and next generation of creatives, New Traditional looks to the range of specific creative contributions as the essential ingredient that will propel us forward as a culture to ultimately expand our collective voice and ownership. In the forthcoming series, we chat with Joshua Renfro of Black Boy Fly. We discuss Black cultural capital, creative ownership, and explore the power of an accurate and self-directed visual narrative. Here's a preview of what's to come. Before we get into Black Boy Fly, simple question, who is Joshua Renfro? And from there, we'll dive into how you built your eye for photography.
Okay, so who is Joshua Renfro? So I grew up in Alabama. I'm originally from Tuskegee, Alabama specifically. And I went to Tuskegee University. So I went to college in my hometown, stayed on campus. So I definitely had a very exciting, unique experience. And yeah, I studied marketing, but I always felt like I was just naturally creative. I always liked dressing nice, and I always kind of had a creative approach. So I kind of knew that creative bug was there, but my whole focus was working in advertising. And I wanted to do it in the fashion industry. So yeah, essentially, I interned in New York when I was in college, and that led to a full-time opportunity. And yeah, I was here in New York. Yeah, I took that leap of faith and moved to the Big Apple. And it was a very unique experience, and I definitely would describe it as challenging as well. My first year in New York was rough, bro. Like, it was very eye-opening, but also I just had to do a lot of like self-reflecting and also just building my armor of faith. I was like in church every Sunday when I first moved to New York because I just wasn't happy with a lot of the ways that things were in my life when I first moved. So I had to really, you know, dig deep and understand what my true passion was. And I also encountered a lot of creatives in New York who were stepping out, taking leaps of faith, and just doing what they truly love to do. And I think that was very captivating to me, and I wanted to be like them. I wanted to figure out what my thing was that I was willing to sacrifice and stay up long hours for and feel fulfilled. And that reflection kind of led to what inspired me to be in the fashion industry. And that was the images that I saw. It was the photos that I would kind of just like make my wallpaper on my MacBook, photos that just really make me feel a special way. And I said, you know, how about I try creating those moments for other people? And that's when I decided that I wanted to give photography a shot.
Well, Josh, I want to take a quick step back. You know, in talking about taking that leap of faith from Alabama to New York, I know we often hear about the really traditional stories of moving to the big city, but I never like to generalize. So could you tell me what that was like? What were the inputs? What went into it for you? Was it a matter of just knowing there was more out there for you, or that New York was the one place that you had to go in order to achieve or reach your creative pursuits?
Yeah. I mean, one thing I can say about myself is I tend to be a little calculated at times. So I think it was multiple things that contributed to the decision to move to New York. One being that I wanted to work in the fashion industry, and this is like the mecca for fashion. So I like a lot of the opportunities that I was excited about existed in New York. Another thing just was I always knew that there was better out. You know, I didn't have, you know, just the best. Like, I went through a lot of challenges just in life in general. And one thing that kind of kept me, kept me persevering was the idea that there is better out there. So I always kind of operated in that space. So I also was like living in the spirit of expectancy, knowing that great blessings would happen, you know, once I made this move. So I think it was kind of just like a mixture of like, yo, these are where the opportunities are. And also there is better out here for me. And if I know that better exists, then that's what I'm going to pursue.
Stay tuned.